Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another in our Ag and Uncertain Times web seminar series. This morning, we're going to concentrate on volatility and in relationship to the livestock industry. And the first slide here shows our team, and there's a little green box down in the right-hand corner, which really represents, while this is the production crew's names you see there, we've had help and collaboration from individuals all over the country. So this really has been an extended collaboration and team effort to try to pull this together. I'm John Newkirk. I am a member of the Ag and Uncertain Times team. I also am with the Western Center for Risk Management Education at Washington State University. Slide 3 just identifies what I've said earlier about our goal is to help producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy by providing a range of information, hopefully targeted in a way that is of direct use for educators, lenders, others working directly with producers, but also for producers themselves. And this morning, we're really pleased to have Dr. Gary Brester from the Department of Agriculture, Economics, and Economics at Montana State University, and John Hewlett, who is at the University of Wyoming in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. Our next slide here shows the chat window over on the left side of your screen. That's where we would like you to enter questions for us. If you haven't entered your email address there, we would really appreciate it if you would do that. We aren't going to add this to any of our mailing lists, but we might use it to come back to you, ask you about our webinar, how it went for you, was the information of value to help us as we think about planning our next series. All of our webinars are linked, are archived, and are put up on our Ag and Uncertain Times website. And the simplest way to get to that is simply to Google Ag and Uncertain Times. All of our webinars from last year are archived there. All of this year's, the ones we're doing today, yesterday, and next week will be there, along with when our webinar starts, the PowerPoint presentation from our presenters is posted on that website as well. And we will talk about that a little more at the end because we not only post it as a video reproduction, the information is up there as an MP3 audio file and also as an SWF file, which you can download and incorporate directly into your own PowerPoint presentations. Next week, on December the 16th, we're going to look at volatility in grain markets, and then a week from today, concentrate on volatility in fresh fruits and vegetables. If you look down at the bottom of the screen where the slides are, there's a full screen toggle, and you can click onto that and to see the entire screen. And let me remind you that over there in the chat window, you can enter your questions for the presenter at any time, and we will get those to the presenters. Now, we'd like you to answer some questions for us. And the first one, I'd just like you to tell us about where your primary occupation is. You just click on one of the little dots over there on the left, what applies for you. We'd appreciate it. It helps us get a sense of who our audience is so that as we look ahead and look in thinking about the next series of webinars, we can target it and try to target the information that's best for you. Let's move to the next question, which just gives us some sense of where you're from. We've had a national audience. We try to make our information applicable to producers wherever they might be. But this also gives us some good sense of where you're located and is helpful to our production and planning team. Just very quickly, run your cursor up, click on the ones of those that fits best for you, if you would, please. And this last one, we know we've had several people call and say, I want to project this so several people in a room can watch it. So if you just click on this, tell us how many are watching this with you. Some folks have used it as part of another workshop or have used it to initiate discussion around issues that they were dealing with. And so with a computer hooked to a PowerPoint projector and a set of computer speakers, this can be used with groups as well. Thank you for your responses to those questions, and we'll have another set at the end.